Hey loves, all right, so today I got a really good question actually from two different people. I got the same question, so I wanted to share this with you. And it's this: I have two different ideas for my business. I have like one idea to do this thing and another idea to do this thing, or two different people I'm thinking about working with. How do I choose? All right, so to give you an example from Kim, Kim asks, you know, I'm a dietitian, but I also am interested in doing mental health and postpartum work with women. And so she's like, what do I start? Where do I start? What do I do? So first thing to recognize is that it is only going to be resistance showing up if we think we need to decide or we need to wait until we're clear to take a step forward. The best thing that you can do is just take action in any direction, okay? Because remember, clarity comes through action. So that's number one. Just know, even if you try something and it's not the right thing or it's not ultimately what you're gonna do forever, it's worth it to take the action because you'll become more clear. Okay, that being said, here's the advice I gave to Kim and also to Steph so that you can see how this might work for you. So in the example of a dietitian who also might want to do mental health work, I said, Kim, you really have two options. Option one is that you can be Kim the dietitian, and you can basically have two different categories of people that you work with. You can have straight up people who want nutritional services, and you can also work with people who want nutritional services and postpartum mental health wellness care. Okay, so if she is gonna do that, her brain's gonna say, well, who am I talking to? Am I talking to these people? Am I talking to those people? Burp, 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 burp. What do I do? And we go a little nuts and we like don't show up and we don't share on Instagram and we just feel crazy. So here's what you do. You create an umbrella, okay? So for Kim, her umbrella, the example I gave her was, you can be, I am a dietitian nutritionist who helps you create a better sense of well-being and your mind, your body, and your life through the power of food and habit change. Okay, so that can be her whole umbrella. So that way she can talk to people every day on her Instagram and her newsletters about how different foods help with mental health. That's gonna appeal to these people over here who just wanna feel really good through nutrition, and the people over here, the women who are struggling with mental health because of postpartum. She can write articles on postpartum care, but she can also write articles about her favorite spring vegetables. Both are going to appeal to both groups if she always comes back to the umbrella that you can create more freedom and more peace of mind and better mental health through the power of food. Make sense? Or option two is she can get really niche down with this group over here and really have all her messaging and her marketing about, I am a nutritionist who works with women to combine nutrition, mental health and well-being, and postpartum care for women who have just given birth. Okay, if she was going to do that, of course, she would probably not be bringing in the people over here who just want help with nutrition and feeling better in their life, and her entire business would be niched down. And that can be really great because every single post is about mothers and nutrition and babies and mental health, and everything becomes very highly specific. So there's no good or bad, no right or wrong. But if you're just starting out in your work, I recommend doing the umbrella approach, starting with what you really know you want to be doing and that one core message that everybody will start to resonate with. So it doesn't feel like you're just sharing random stuff. You're always tying it back to that core message. Does that make sense? Okay, and in that way, you're gonna reach more people, you're gonna see who you like working with, and then if you do want to niche down, you'll have a little bit more information, have more experience working with people, and potentially even make more money in the process. All right, so I also went through this in my own business, just to let you know. I started out as a health and nutrition coach, but then all my nutrition clients were like, can you teach me how to make a business? Because like, it's not that I don't like eat well, it's just like I don't like my job, and so I'm binge eating at night. I want you to help me start my own business. So I was really in this predicament because I'm like, do I work with my health coach or my business coach? Am I this or am I that? So again, I was like caught in that thing, and I got caught in that for like a couple years. I really held back and I didn't know what to share and I was very confused. So at first I went with option one. I created the umbrella and I was like, all right, if you want to create more freedom in your body, your business, and in your life, work with me. I have a proven track record to help women really reach the goals they want for their health, for their business, and for their life. Find out what's been holding you back and figure out how to create the business and life that you want. So every time I wrote a post about nutrition, I wasn't just like, here's a salad, because business coaching people would be like, what's that? Instead, I said, When I eat amazing food, I have more energy. I used to think that it was all about losing weight and looking good in a pair of skinny jeans, but what I found is that food is actually energetic currency. When I start to eat in a more aligned way, I have more energy to give back to the world, to do my good work, and to really show up and serve my clients in a more powerful way. What are the foods that give you energy, right? So I would bring it back to that freedom, showing up and being a force for good in the world. And when I was sharing about business, I would share about, you know, business is amazing, but if you're not taking care of yourself in the process, you're missing half of the piece of the puzzle when it comes to success. So everything that I talked about, even though it was in totally different worlds, I would relate it back to the umbrella, and so it all made sense. Make sense? All right. As I went on, I did go into option two and I started to niche down. I worked with both groups for a while and I was like, you know what? I love nutrition, but I don't really care about proteins and lipids. What I really want to get deeper into is helping women be financially free. So now I work with business coaching women on marketing, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and taking incredibly good care of themselves in the process. All right, so you can niche down either by your umbrella mission, or you can niche down by a very specific type of group of people that you work with. What is no longer an option is staying stuck and being like, am I this or am I that? Got it? When you take action, the clarity will come. I hope this is helpful. Let me know in the comments what you're taking from this. And take action. Let me know, what are you going to do this week to start to take this insight and turn it into something valuable that's going to help you learn and move forward in your business and in your life. I'm sending you so much love. I'll talk to you soon.